The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Jean Latshaw from the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Ladies Magazine. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from various ladies' magazines. We'll begin with this reminder from Woman's Day that December 13th is Violin Day. I'm not sure how you celebrate it. I'll have to decide how I'm going to. But that's just one of those little known facts. Also from Woman's Day, beauty surprises. Play Santa for yourself and loved ones with these stocking stuffers, all under $20. There are several here. First, festive polishes, a variety of shades to complement a variety of holiday outfits. It's Essie All Decked Out Nail Polishes, $15 for a set of four. At Ulta, you can also find Essie polishes at beauty supply companies, etc. A dreamy brush set for your makeup. You can blend and contour to your heart's and your face's content with this six-piece makeup tool set from e.l.f. Cosmetics. It's the Snow Globe Blend and Brush Set, available for $15 at Target. All-Star Bath Balm. Tub time will be both relaxing and refreshing thanks to the invigorating scent Beloved by Love, Beauty and Planet, Peppermint and Sugar Cane Bath Balm, $5 at Target. And a charming candle. This mini candle comes in a box that's worthy of being displayed on the tree or mantle. Looks like it's a little Christmas tree kind of box. It's the Glasshouse Fragrances A Taha Affair Candle Bauble. $15 at usglasshousefragrances.com. I will spell that. us.glasshousefragrances.com. And shower treat. Who wouldn't enjoy the heavenly scent of fresh baked cookies during their morning shower? It's the Dove Holiday Treats Sugar Cookie Body Scrub, available for $10 at Walmart. From Good Housekeeping, the year's best books. If you're looking to buy some books for gifts or for your own reading list, as 2023 draws to a close, we're looking back at our favorite books from a variety of old and new authors and compelling genres. Whether you give them or keep them, consider the holidays solved. First, a best science fiction novel, The Future, by Naomi Alderman, Alderman. In this all-too-prescient dystopian novel, two women may hold the keys to the end of the world. A famous survivalist on the run from assassination and a former cult member whose apocalyptic warnings are starting to come true. This is a story about money and power, and how both can corrupt or set us free. Clear your weekend for a compelling one-sitting read. And if you're buying the hard copy as a gift, it's $29. Best campus drama, called I Have Some Questions for You, by Rebecca Makkai, Makkai. A Murder at a New Hampshire Boarding School, a student-turned-podcast host, a guest professor who can't help digging up long-buried secrets, and all of the fallout that results. This thriller features gripping suspense, sketchy moral codes, and a little 90s nostalgia. Hard copy on this is $28. A Good Ghost Story, Never Whistle at Night, edited by Shane Hawk, H-A-W-K, and Theodore C. Van Alst, Jr. It's probably V-A-N and then A-A-L-S-T, Jr. Ghosts, monsters, and things that go bump in the night abound in this spooktacular collection of scary stories from indigenous and native authors. Whatever your preferred flavor of scariness, there's a story here that will keep you awake long after you've turned off the lights. Yikes. The hard copy is $17. November Book Club Pick, The Comfort of Crows by Margaret Renkel, R-E-N-K-L. Watch the seasons pass with this lush love letter to the beauty of the author's own backyard. With meditations on how the natural world changes as the years march on, and what that means for our lives, this is a story of hope and grief, joy and sorrow, accompanied by 52 gorgeous illustrations. It's a warm hug of a book, just in time to help you reflect on your own year and look to the next. The hard copy is $32. And the December Book Club pick, Welcome Home, Stranger, by Kate Christensen, C-H-R-I-S-T-E-N-S-E-N. Rachel never expected to go back to her New England hometown. She didn't expect her ex-husband to be dying in the home they still share, her job to fall apart, or her first love to marry her sister's neighbor either. Oh, and her mother has died and left her a house. This is a book about midlife challenges and wisdom and picking up the pieces when they haven't fallen where you thought they would. The hard copy, $29. A good piece of historical fiction, The Heaven and Earth Grocery Store by James McBride, capital M-C, capital B-R-I-D-E. On Chicken Hill, the black and immigrant Jewish residents live on the margins of white society. Join them on the proverbial porch rocker as an engrossing yard unspools about their secrets and sorrows, traditions and trials, not to mention that skeleton in the well. $28. And the best family story, called Family Lore, L-O-R-E, by Elizabeth Acevedo, A-C-E-V-E-D-O. Flora can predict the day someone is going to die. So when she plans a living wake for herself, her sisters are suspicious. She won't tell them what's up, but Matilda, Pastora, and Camilla have their secrets too. This novel takes us through the rich history and frenetic present of the Marte family, and between Santo Domingo and New York City, culminating in a celebration of community, sisterhood, and love that will have you wiping away happy tears. $30. Best Memoir, A Living Remedy, by Nicole Chung, C-H-U-N-G. In this beautiful and thought-provoking memoir, the author asks the tough questions. When we say we're there for each other, what does that really mean? Who gets to define the American dream anyway? Chung explores grief and rage in great depth as she takes a hard look at the pervasive inequality in American society and what community truly means. $30. The best madcap mystery? Vera Wang's Unsolicited Advice for Murderers by Jesse Q. Sutanto, S-U-T-A-N-T-O. When Vera Wang finds a dead man with a flash drive in his hand lying on her tea shop floor one morning, she calls the cops right away, then she grabs the thumb drive. The killer will definitely be back for it, and then she'll catch him. After all, who better than a Chinese mother with lots of free time to get the job done? But as Vera gets to know her customers turned suspects, she's less and less sure she can turn one of them in. $27 is the hard copy. And the Good Housekeeping Book Club Year in Review. Members of our book club enjoyed a year of feel-good reads and lively discussion, and you're invited to be part of it. To read more about our book club picks and to join in the fun, it's free. You can go to goodhousekeeping.com, that's GOODHOUSEKEEPING.com/GH-book-BOOK-CLUB. Now, they've already told us November and December's picks, so this is the rest, and all it gives us is the name of the book and who wrote it. So, this will be January through October. The Bandit Queens by Parini Schroff, S-H-R-O-F-F. Someone Else's Shoes by Jojo Moyes, M-O-Y-E-S. A Small Sacrifice for an Enormous Happiness by Jai Chakrabarti, C-H-A-K-R-A-B-A-R-T-I. Hang the Moon by Jeanette Walls, W-A-L-L-S. The Last Animal by Ramona Ausubel, A-U-S-U-B-E-L. The Celebrants by Stephen Rowley, R-O-W-L-E-Y. Holding Pattern by Jenny Z, X-I-E. To Have and to Heist by Sarah Desai, D-E-S-A-I. A Council of Dolls by Mona Susan Power, P-O-W-E-R. And Land of Milk and Honey by C. Pam Zhang, Z-H-A-N-G. From Woman's Day, From the Heart with Candrice Cameron Bure, our chief spiritual officer. At some point around this time, most of the women I know feel overwhelmed by the pressures of the holiday season, decorating, shopping, cooking, and more. But when we were kids, the holidays were magical. Christmas was a joyful time in my childhood home, from the smell of Mom's chocolate chip cookies baking in the oven to the sounds of Bing Crosby drifting through the house. After Val and I got married, we started our own holiday traditions. This year, on Christmas morning, our adult children will expect the smell of sizzling bacon to fill the air, and we'll all belt out the same Christmas songs my family did when I was young. But amid all the fun and festivity Christmas brings, our family has one tradition that keeps us grounded in what matters most. On Christmas Day, before we open gifts, we pause to read the story of Jesus' birth from the second chapter of the Gospel of Luke. And the verse of the month? Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger. And that was from Luke chapter 2, verses 11 and 12. I hope reading Luke's Gospel will be as special to you in your home as it is in ours. This year, I encourage you to stay grounded in what matters most. God came to be with us and for us in the person of Jesus. From Good Housekeeping's Beauty Lab, style tips, expert advice for skin and hair. They've got some great gift ideas. First, the gift of fragrance. Take the guesswork out of picking the perfect present for someone special or yourself with show-stopping scents that are sure to make spirits bright. It says turn the page for more and just add a bow. So they've got 9 options for scent stars. First, a body glow, a fresh way to wear fragrance. This opulent body gel scents skin with a classic sophisticated floral musk aroma, softens it with glycerin, and makes it gleam thanks to pearlescent particles. It's the Chanel Coco Mademoiselle Pearly Body Gel, $100 from Chanel. Rich Suds. This jewel-esque ornament holds a gold-flecked body wash perfumed with juicy citrus and warm spices such as cinnamon and nutmeg to bring a little holiday spirit to your shower. From Molton Brown, Marvelous Mandarin and Spice Festive Bauble, $19, from moltonbrown.com, MOLTONBROWN.com. Next, Liquid Gold. The iconic Dior J'adore perfume gets a couture transformation via concentrated, powerful notes of jasmine, rose, and orange blossoms in a sculptural bottle adorned with a golden necklace. And this is Dior's L'Or de J'adore, $170 from Dior.com, D-I-O-R.com. Next, a bottled bouquet. Treat a flower lover to this vibrant fragrance, an ode to the essence of rose. Rose water is infused with the aroma of the treasured 100-petal French centifolia rose. It's Aaron's Rose de Grasse Rouge, $205 from Nordstrom.com. How do I get on the gift list of people who spend that much? Next, Magic Minis. Pop open this cute cracker, no wrapping needed, to reveal a rollerball perfume and a travel-size shampoo and shower gel combo in the signature clean, soft scent. Philosophy's Amazing Grace Stocking Stuffer Duo, $25 at Ulta. Now we're talking my price range here. Lux Mist, the hair perfume form of this coveted fragrance, an elevated blend of warm amber, woods, and jasmine, lingers on strands and more at a lower price. Maison Francis Kirk Dijon, Baccarat Rouge 540 Scented Hair Mist, $85 at Frank, I'm just going to spell it, .com. FRANCISKURKDJIAN.com. Holiday Lights. This trio of decor-worthy metallic pattern votives comes in equally housewarming scents: woodland spruce, white maple bourbon, and midnight currant. It's the Lofco Votive Trio, $52 at Bloomingdale's. Perfume Pearls. The ultimate portable fragrance, these tiny beads twist open to dispense the popular fruity floral scents in a gel formula for toting and applying on the go. Marc Jacobs Daisy Love and Daisy Marc Jacobs Drops, $30 each at Macy's. And a festive set, 5 holiday-inspired mini perfumes: Ginger Biscuit, White Moss and Snowdrop, Orange Bitters, Midnight Musk and Amber, Green Almond and Red Currant, are tucked inside this adorable faux gingerbread house. It's the Jo Malone London Christmas Cologne Collection, $115 at Nordstrom. From Magnolia, ways to foster connection at the table. Reconsider the centerpiece. Everyone loves an artistic seasonal centerpiece, but they can block views and interrupt personal connections at the table. Choose a low-profile centerpiece, maximum 6 to 8 inches tall, such as a strand of garland dotted with tea lights, bud vases with small stems, or short candles. Keep a spare. Have a spare dining chair or two nearby. It's a great way to keep your dining room flexible and to make space for unexpected or spontaneous guests. Set the mood with music. The right music can enhance the mood of any gathering, even a simple weeknight dinner. To avoid tech clutter in the dining room, hide speakers in discreet places so you can subtly, magically, fill the space with atmospheric tunes. Switch up the seating. Use place cards as a fun way to mix up any group and switch up who sits by them. Who sits by whom? It inevitably creates new kinds of connections that may not have happened otherwise. To help folks relax, consider hosting a friendly little pre-meal Q&A to spark dinner conversation. Highlight the menu. There's something elevated and intentional about catching a glimpse of the menu beforehand. For special occasions, leave menu cards at each person's plate to create anticipation for the meal ahead. Go gadget-free. If there was ever a time and place to put aside tech tools, it's mealtime. Designate a space where everyone can put their devices out of reach and encourage true engagement with one another. And serve meals family style. Instead of a buffet line or one plate at a time, serving meals family style minimizes back and forth trips between the kitchen and dining room, allowing everyone to sit and settle in. From Celebrate, make the Jolly Elf jar. Dress a canning jar with a red felt collar and buttons to create a charming container inspired by everyone's favorite North Pole native, Buddy the Elf. Then fill the jar with holiday wrapped candies, and the recipient will enjoy decadent daily reminders of how much you care all season long. From Magnolia, Cranberries Beyond the Sauce. First, we've got a cranberry pecan cheese ball. Prep time only 10 minutes, chill time 4 hours, then stand 15 minutes, and it makes 20 servings. We need 2 8-ounce packages of cream cheese, softened, 2 cups finely shredded extra sharp cheddar cheese, a half a cup or 1 stick salted butter, softened, that's regular butter, 2 tablespoons milk, 1 cup dried cranberries, chopped if large, 1 to 1.5 cups finely chopped toasted pecans, and crackers. Combine cream cheese, cheddar cheese, butter, and milk in a large bowl. Beat with a mixer on medium to high until fluffy, scraping bowl as needed. Beat or stir in cranberries until combined. Cover and chill at least 4 hours. Shape cheese mixture into 1 large ball or 2 smaller balls. Place pecans in a shallow dish. Roll balls in pecans to coat. Let stand 15 minutes before serving. Serve with crackers. To store, wrap cheese ball with plastic wrap. Store in the refrigerator up to 3 days with nuts or up to a week without nuts. If storing without nuts, roll in pecans and let stand 15 minutes before serving. And how about a cranberry ginger sparkler? Start to finish, 5 minutes, and it makes 6 servings. 4 cups cranberry juice, chilled. 1 cup key lime juice, chilled. Ginger ice cubes, which they're going to tell us how to make. Ginger ale or ginger beer, chilled, and fresh cranberries. Combine cranberry juice and key lime juice in a pitcher. Pour over ginger ice cubes in old-fashioned glasses or wine glasses. Top off with ginger ale. Garnish with fresh cranberries. For the ginger ice cubes, place 1 or 2 fresh cranberries in each section of an ice cube tray. Add ginger ale or ginger beer to each section and freeze. Cranberry chocolate chunk cookies. 15 minutes is your prep time. Bake for 8 minutes per batch, and then it makes 32 cookies. We need 3/4 cup or 1.5 sticks salted butter, softened, 1/4 cup shortening, 3/4 cup packed brown sugar, 1/2 cup pure maple syrup, 1 teaspoon baking soda, 1/2 teaspoon kosher salt, 2 eggs, 2 teaspoons vanilla, 2 1/4 cups all-purpose flour, 1.5 cups semi-sweet chocolate chunks or chips, 3/4 cup dried cranberries, 1/2 cup flaked coconut, 1 10-ounce package high-quality dark chocolate, melting wafers. Preheat oven to 375. Line 2 large cookie sheets with parchment paper. In a large bowl, beat butter and shortening with a mixer on medium to high 30 seconds. Add sugar, maple syrup, baking soda, and salt. Beat on medium until combined, scraping bowl as needed. Beat in eggs and vanilla until combined. Beat in as much of the flour as you can. Stir in any remaining flour. Stir in chocolate chunks, cranberries, and coconut. Drop dough by 1 tablespoon portions, 2 inches apart, onto prepared cookie sheets. Bake 8 to 10 minutes until edges are lightly brown. Cool on cookie sheets 2 minutes. Remove. Cool on wire racks over parchment paper. Melt chocolate wafers according to package directions. Dip cookies partway into the chocolate, letting excess drip off. Place on wire racks and let set. To store, layer cookies between sheets of waxed paper in an airtight container. Store at room temperature for up to a week or freeze for up to 3 months. How about cranberry white chocolate fudge? Prep time 5 minutes, cook time is 10, chills for an hour, and it makes 64 1-inch pieces. They're a little bite size. We need softened butter, 3 cups chopped white chocolate or high-quality white baking chips, 1 14-ounce can of sweetened condensed milk, or 1 1/4 cups, 3/4 cup chopped roasted pistachios, 1/2 cup dried cranberries, 1 teaspoon lemon zest, 1/4 teaspoon freshly grated nutmeg. Line an 8-inch square baking pan with foil or parchment paper, extending foil over edges of pan. Lightly grease foil with softened butter, Heat chocolate and sweetened condensed milk in a heavy, medium saucepan over low just until smooth, stirring frequently. Remove from heat. Stir in remaining ingredients. Spread evenly in prepared pan. If you like, top with additional dried cranberries and pistachios. Cover and chill at least 1 hour or until firm. Use foil to lift fudge from pan. Cut into squares. To store, stir in an airtight container at room temperature for up to a week or freeze for up to 2 months. Tip, if the chocolate seizes while melting, add 1 teaspoon hot water, whisking until smooth. Excuse me. From Woman's Day, a holiday side for you, sweet potato casserole with brown sugared pecans. Active time 30 minutes. Total time 2 hours and 40. And it serves 8 to 10. We need 4 pounds of sweet potatoes, 4 tablespoons unsalted butter melted, plus more for the dish, a half cup packed light brown sugar, quarter teaspoon cayenne pepper, kosher salt, 6 ounces of pecans, about 2/3 of a cup, roughly chopped, 3 large eggs, 2 tablespoons pure maple syrup, 1 tablespoon fresh lemon juice, and 1 teaspoon pure vanilla extract. Heat oven to 375. Place sweet potatoes directly on oven rack and place rimmed baking sheet on rack beneath. Roast until tender, 50 to 60 minutes. Cut slit in potato tops to release steam and let cool, 15 minutes. Meanwhile, butter a 3-quart baking dish. In a bowl, combine sugar, cayenne, and 1/4 teaspoon salt. Toss with pecans and melted butter. Refrigerate until ready to use. Once potatoes are cool enough to handle, scoop out flesh and transfer to a food processor. Puree until completely smooth. Add eggs, syrup, lemon juice, vanilla, and 1/2 teaspoon salt. Pulse to combine. Transfer mixture to prepared dish, sprinkle pecan mixture on top, and bake until sweet potatoes are set, 50 to 60 minutes. Let sit at least 10 minutes before serving. And a Woman's Day test kitchen tip, peel good. Baking the sweet potatoes whole not only lets their naturally sweet flavor caramelize, but also makes their skins easier to remove. And our last one, from Woman's Day, pomegranate French 75. Active in total time, 5 minutes, and this makes 1 cocktail. We need 2 ounces of gin, 1 ounce fresh lime juice, 1/2 ounce Cointreau, 1/2 ounce pomegranate molasses, 2 ounces sparkling wine, chilled, lime twist, and pomegranate arils for serving. In a cocktail shaker filled with ice, combine gin, lime juice, Cointreau, and pomegranate molasses. Shake until chilled. Strain into chilled coupe or champagne flute. Top with sparkling wine. Serve with a lime twist and pomegranate arils. We've run out of time for today's episode of Ladies Magazine. Please listen next time. We're available as a podcast on our website, ncreadingservice.org. Have a wonderful holiday. We'll see you next week. Bye now.